Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live here from Cicero, North Syracuse High School. We are just a little bit off of Interstate 81, north of Syracuse, for the New York State Class D quarterfinals. As tonight it's the Sydney Warriors, the Section 4 champion, taking on the Onondaga Tigers. They are the Section 3 champion. And of course, we want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Of course, Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And Tim, what an exciting atmosphere here. A very cold and windy night, but you can tell everybody is really pumped up for this one.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, you get to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, and you know what? If you're not fired up, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, I totally agree, and I've got to go down on the field pregame and have a chat with both sides, and the Sydney guys just looked, you know, so excited. And we were kind of talking before the game here tonight that, you know, this is all kind of gravy for Sydney. You know, they win a sectional title. That's really nice. It's great that they're here, but this is a team that's motivated, and I think from watching this Onondaga team like we have on film all week and looking at the stats, it has the potential to be a real shootout-type game here that could be real close.
Yeah, both teams like to put points on the board. It's going to be who can stop the other team. I mean, obviously, you know, Sydney's defense has been playing really, really, really well the last couple of weeks, you know, to get them here. I mean, they went through a 1-3 and 4 seed to win the sectional title, so they're definitely playing some tough competition. They're going to face some big boys from Onondaga tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how the Sydney Warriors tackle, because that is going to be key. Obviously, they have a real large running back. He's 6'2", 255. That's a running back, folks. Not a lineman, a running back.
Yeah, that's a very big runner, and we'll have lots of stats for both sides here tonight because they both had outstanding seasons. Sydney, of course, coming in ranked 7th this week in the New York State Sports Writers Poll in Class D, at 7-3. Onondaga is 10-0. They are ranked 4th this week in the New York State Sports Writers Class D poll. So, and just a reminder that the rights to this broadcast have been granted by Section 3. We are up in Section 3 country tonight, representing 104 high schools across central and northern New York and more than 8,000 boys and girls who participate annually in Section 3 athletics, sponsored athletic competition. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without the written consent of Section 3 athletics is strictly prohibited. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll break down this matchup a little more between Onondaga and Sydney in the New York State Class D football quarterfinals. Stay tuned with us all afternoon here, folks, on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here again live at Cicero North Syracuse High School as we get set for the New York State Class D regional between Section 4 and Section 3. Sydney taking on Onondaga. And, of course, We want to welcome everybody in listening tonight on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. A lot of people have been checking in on Twitter and Instagram and asking me, you know, are we going to have the web stream tonight? Yes, we are, folks. So you can go right to our website. It will start playing. I want to note that it does not work particularly well with Apple products. So I know I get a lot of questions about that. But certainly if you have any other type of device, you can certainly tune in tonight. And I know that we get a ton of listeners from all over. Just talking to people this week, oh, I have, you know, my grandma's listening down south. I have an uncle who's in Texas. He's going to listen. And, you know, you can check in right on WCDOsports.com and punch in where you're listening. And that's great feedback for us. We can see where you're listening from. So that's certainly a lot of fun. So, again, these two teams, a very evenly matched. Both are averaging right around 37, 38 points per game on offense. I think the real difference that we've seen, Tim, is that Sydney on defense is giving up 25 points a game. Onondaga is only giving up 12, but it does seem like the Sydney defense lately in the playoffs has been much more effective.
Yeah, they have been, except the only thing that they've been doing is they've been kind of shooting themselves in the foot, giving up points on turnovers, and if you get to this level, you really can't do that. So hopefully they iron that out this week in practice and everything, you know, that they're not going to make those big turnovers, especially when you're inside your own 15-yard line. You know, I mean, that's another thing. You know, they've done that a lot, too. They've gotten inside the red zone a number of times, and they haven't been able to put six on the board. They got to do that. You get to this point, that's their mantra is to score points and outscore the other team and have the defense hold the team to just a few less points than they have, and they've been working. But the thing is they've been turning the ball over in key situations and giving up points when they really didn't need to.
They're opening drives on offense the last 2 weeks in the semifinals and finals in Section 4 against Harper's, Zalatin, and Unitique. They march it right down the field, and both weeks they had a turnover inside the 15-yard line, and we saw it time after time in both of those games. You know, they had a 4-and-out against Harper's, Zalatin from the 1. They had a fumble right on the 1-yard line. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with those things here today when you're going up against another sectional champion, and that's exactly what you just said. We will hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews at halftime. He addressed those issues as well, and he said, you know, we have had those turnovers, but the one thing that he did credit to his team is they've been very resilient. When those things have happened, and on both times, Harper's Elastic and Unitigo took it back to the house and scored, he said we were able to bounce back, and he's very happy with his kids' attitude in that respect.
Yeah, resilience is a great word to describe them because, you know what, they started both of those games behind because of it. You know, so they definitely had to come from behind. You know, and as the higher seed or the lower seed at that point, because Sydney was an 8, you know, that's a big thing to do, to be able to come back in games like that. But I tell you what, at this level, when you get to the sectionals and the quarterfinals of the states and you're playing sectional champions, you can't make too many of those mistakes, and hopefully Sydney's ironed that out.
No, on the side of the bracket here in states that Sydney is on, the winner of this game will be right back here next Friday in a Class D semifinal. They would either play Maple Grove from Section 6 or Alexander from Section 5. Both those teams are having outstanding years and are ranked top 5 in the state. So to get to the Dome, which would be on the 25th at 5 p.m., that's a Friday, you're going to have to go through the gauntlet, and that starts here tonight against Onondaga. And you might say, hey, you know, Onondaga, that sounds familiar. They're a very good football powerhouse, a very good lacrosse powerhouse, but you might remember it because of Mike Hart, who is the New York State all-time leading rusher with over 11,000 yards. Played at Michigan and then went on to the NFL. So this is a program that's had some serious players over the years.
Yeah, and the other thing we were talking about earlier was, you know, Sydney's kind of in a good spot because they come in here at 7-3. Now, not too many teams in sectionals or in the state quarterfinals have 3 losses. Okay, Sydney started off with a tough schedule right off the bat. I mean, we talked about it all year long. The division of D football that Sydney played was probably the toughest one in our area. So they definitely had a tough competition. But they have been playing very, very well together lately, and they've been, you know, gelling as a team, and they're really doing a good job on defense. I think that's the key. I mean, I really do think that's the key because they have really sharpened that defensive side of the ball. They've always been able to put points on the board. You have that many weapons on your team, there's no way you're not going to put points up on the board. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know. But what I was trying to say was, because they had those 3 losses, some of these other schools might say, they're nothing. They've got 3 losses. we don't have any, you know, we're higher, you know, so on and so forth. But you know what? It's going to be 48 minutes of football, and yeah. We'll see who walks away with a quarterfinal win.
The other thing that someone brought up to me this week in Sydney was about the line, the offense and the defensive line, and again, how the defense has played so well. And they said, you know what? We've really thought about the last few weeks is that some of these guys who were sophomores and juniors, when Austin Dean, of course, Sydney's big-time state wrestling champion, he's dominating for Brockport football right now in Division III. These guys had to go up against Austin Dean every single day in practice and get slapped around. So they're not going to be afraid of anybody that they run into for the rest of this season, and they must have learned a lot going up against him all those years.
Yeah, they definitely have. But, you know, and the thing is the other thing you want to remember about this group of seniors and juniors, they've had a tough 2-3 years of football. And this is really a great way for those seniors to end off their careers. You know, they've made it through Section 4 as Class D champions, and they're getting ready to play in a quarterfinal game against, you know, Onondaga in the sectionals. So, I mean, it has been really a great year no matter what happens to the Warriors tonight. I really do hope they win, obviously. You know, my heart bleeds maroon and white all the way through. But I'll tell you right now, it's going to be an interesting game, and I'm really looking forward to sitting here and watching it with you, Nate.
It's funny you say that because, you know, all year we cover all our local teams, and we try to be as neutral as possible. We love all the teams in our area, all the kids, the fans. That's what we're kind of about at CDO is, you know, covering the Tri-County. But when you get a team that goes to states, I don't want to say that we're going to be homers here tonight because I like to call the game from a neutral angle, but it's so fun to watch the team that you've been covering all year really get together and get to the states and kind of see what our area is made of compared to other areas out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other thing is you know, we know nothing about Onondaga other than what I watched last week when they won their Section 3 championship. You know, and I watched that team, and I said to a bunch of people this week, I said, they have 6 or 7 different offensive formations that they run out of, so they're going to see all sorts of different looks, and you know what? Sydney may not see all that all the time, you know, but you know what? Maybe, hey, I haven't seen the gate for the conversion, so, you know, there's all sorts of different things that could happen, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. The kicking game's going to be interesting tonight because there is quite a brisk wind blowing across this field tonight, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 48 minutes, and I'm telling you what, I can't wait to get this kickoff going.
Yeah, the American flag is directly across from our press box here, and it is really whipping in the wind. We are luckily inside and nice and warm, able to bring this game to you here tonight, but it is quite chilly down on the turf field here, and give credit to all the fans who have traveled up from Sydney. The Sydney contingent on the far side, you can see a lot of maroon and white over there, and it was funny coming up on 81 here, you kept seeing all these cars with you know, Sydney writing all over the windows, good luck Warriors, go Sydney, et cetera, et cetera. So it's certainly been a lot of fun. And we also want to thank all our special sponsors here for tonight's game. They allow us to be here. And I just want to say that when we go out of Section 4, we have to pay New York State in order to have the rights to broadcast these games. So we really appreciate all our special sponsors, which allow us to be here and to bring these games to you. It's not always an easy thing. There's a lot of travel involved and a lot of logistics, but those special sponsors help us out, and we will be recognizing them throughout the game, and they have been there all throughout sectionals and here into the state round as well, so we really, really appreciate that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll get you all set for kickoff here between Onondaga and Sydney in the New York State Class D Regional in the football realm here. It's going to be a fun one here tonight between the Tigers and the Warriors. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, problems? We can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to Cicero North Syracuse High School. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. It is Veterans Day today, and everyone at CDO wants to thank our veterans out there for their service. It is greatly appreciated here in our great country. We're going to pause for the national anthem. Again, a happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. Thank you for your service, and we'll be right back after 30 seconds here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Under the lights here at Cicero North Syracuse High School, about to get underway between Sydney and Onondaga. Tim, your final thoughts, maybe a key for Sydney in this one as we get set for kickoff.
I'm going to say the key to tonight's game for the Warriors is just something that I would love to see him do. They haven't been able to do for the last couple of games, and I would really like to see them not have any turnovers tonight. Not give that team another opportunity to score after they've stopped them. I really think that's the key tonight is the Warriors' ability to hang on to the ball, sustain drives. Obviously, we know they're a quick strike team, so their drives aren't usually that long. But the thing is to make sure that they put points on the board at the end of those drives, too.
Sydney is going to kick off from left to right. They are in their white uniforms, the white tops, the gray pants, and the maroon helmets. Liam Matthews will do the kicking duties here. Onondaga is in the all-green uniforms with the green helmets, and they're going to go with the little squib kick here. Onondaga fields it right at about the 50-yard line. It was bobbled, but they fell on it there. Hard to tell if that was the signature Sydney onside kick or if it was a squib that just didn't get through.
Yeah, I think it was more of a pooch kick that didn't get through, and I'll tell you what, it almost got the ball for the Warriors right there. But again, Onondaga starts with the ball at their own 48-yard line in a short field.
So here are the very dangerous 10-0 Onondaga Tigers with their quarterback, senior Bryce Messina, who is a heck of an athlete. And they will start with two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to pitch it here on first and 10. And the Sydney defense is swarming all over the runner here, and he will get nothing on that little pitch to the outside. That was Evan Gantley, also a senior, who was trying to run to the left wing.
Evan Gantley was a little sweet pitch, like Nate said, and he got hit right away, and that disrupted the play. And then the rest of the Warriors came to help out on the defensive end, and short loss on the play. That'll actually bring up second down and 12.
So we are 30 seconds into this New York State Class D Regional. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. It's a second and 12 here for the Onondaga Tigers on the opening drive of the night here, as they are on their own 45, and they're going to hand one up the gut here and into the second level, and that's going to be just short of a first down. That was Dylan Stelmack, who had a big Section 3 championship game for the Tigers, and he picks up about 9.
Running out of the I formation, straight ahead with the fullback, and handed him the ball, and he took it all the way up to just shy of the 49 for the Warriors. So it brings up a long third down and long two.
So that was a nice run there by the Tigers just when they needed it. Third and two here, 10:45 to go first quarter, scoreless between Onondaga and Sydney. And here we go. They're going to try to have a quarterback keeper here with Bryce Messina. He leans forward, and that should be good for the first down for the Tigers as he just gets enough.
Yeah, it was straight a quarterback sneak almost on, looked like possibly he might have been on a silent snap, and just, you know, took a step back, picked the hole he wanted to go for, and got the yardage for the first down. So first and 10 for the Tigers.
So they are inside Sydney territory again after that short kickoff. They're at the Sydney 41. 10:20 to go here in this first quarter. Scoreless between Onondaga and Sydney. Here's Bryce Messina, the Onondaga quarterback, barking out some signals. They're in the I formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And they're going to hand it off up the middle. And now, Noah's going to be a little fake pitch on the option. Goes out to Evan Gantley, and he's going to run to the outside. Picks up about five, weaving his way in between the tackles down to the Sydney 35.
Sydney defense did a really nice job on that play, but they never brought their pads and their legs to the tackle. They tried to do it with their arms, and he ran right through them, and big gain on first down.
It was a great fake by Onondaga, too. Looked like the run was going to go right up the gut. Instead, they go with that little option pitch out to the right side, and they get it down to the 34-yard line. So a second and three here for the Tigers. 9:35 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Scoreless between Onondaga and Sydney here in the state quarterfinals. Tigers looking to pick up a short first down here. They fake to the right side, quarterback keeper, and that one is stuffed, and then a fumble on the play, but Onondaga is able to fall on that one. As that was a nice fake there by Bryce Messina, the quarterback, and then he tried to roll to the left side, lost the ball, but the Tigers fall on it.
He made like a little spin move, and number 45, Will Moore for the Warriors, put his helmet right in his back. Ball popped out. Nice recovery by the Tigers not to turn it over. That would have been huge for the Warriors right there to get that ball.
Nice recovery by Matt Delaney there for the Onondaga Tigers. So this backs them up a third and 7. They're at the Sydney 39, going right to left on your radio dial. Tigers again on offense here for the first time tonight. They're going to drop back and pass, looking left side. Good pass to the left side. Is knocked down by Alec Hoskins. Fourth down coming up as they tried to find their leading receiver, Dylan Stelmack, on the left side, but double coverage from Sydney.
Yeah, and that's the most funny-looking double coverage I've ever seen. You got Reggie Jimenez, the smallest guy on the field, and then Alex Hoskins, which is one of the tallest ones out there. That was pretty funny, but that's why Alex is out there, to go up and high point that ball, and he did a nice job to break up that pass.
Fourth and 7, and it looks like Onondaga wants to punt this one away, as they have their punter standing back at midfield on the 50-yard line, and it looks like Nate Vibbert is standing to our left down at the Sydney 10-yard line to receive. We'll see if there's any trickery here from the Tigers, but it looks like just the standard punt away here from Delaney. He punts it sky high, but it only goes about 10 yards and is going to settle down at the 35-yard line. So he got a big boot on that one, but it did not go far at all.
Yeah, and the reason it didn't go far, and this is what we're going to be talking about all night, folks, is that is the wind. The wind is absolutely, they're going right into it, and now we're going to get to see Darren Smith in this high-powered offense from Sydney with the wind.
Boy, that ball went straight up in the air and just had nowhere to go. So Sydney, as Tim said, is with the wind. 8.5 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Onondaga and Sydney. The Warriors going left to right will start on their own 35. And again, some of our special sponsors for tonight's game, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Amerigas of Sydney, as well as VEP Kitchen and Bath. So here is Darren Smith. He's going to hand off to Dawson back. It's on a first and 10. He's easily going to pick up 6 yards, maybe 7, plowing his way forward up to about the 42-yard line. Here, Sydney still in their own territory.
Nice little run by Dawson straight up the gut. Nice little cut in the hole past the second line of defense, and a nice tackle by the defender to keep him from getting to the first down, but it'll bring up second down and 3.
Second and 3 here for the Sydney Warriors. Backus has run very well the last couple of weeks. Here's the snap. Smith throws out to the flat left side for Vibber. Catches it at the 40. Little stutter step. First down and more to the 50 before he's knocked out of bounds, and he took a hard hit there from Landon Baxter. But a first down and more for Nate Vibbert and Sydney.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Normally you see that thrown over to the right side where Alex Hoskins is. I haven't seen it thrown over to the left lately, but nice little play by Nate Vibbert to make the first guy miss and get the first down yardage.
Vibbert has been quiet the last couple of weeks. Not that his impact hasn't been felt, but, you know, he's a big play kind of guy, and nice to get him the ball when possible. Hoskins is split out to the right here for Sydney as they're right at the CNS logo at midfield. They hand off the back as first down and more. And he piles his way forward into Onondaga territory down to about the 41 here for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, real nice play by the Warriors. Oh, my goodness, they're giving the ball to Onondaga. I don't know if the ball even came out. We've got the referees are talking now. I think they blew the whistle before the ball popped out. We'll see what happens.
Well, the officials are getting together here, yeah. And we have a replay up on the big screen here. And are they going to say that was a fumble on Backus or not? If you maybe are watching the game at home, this game is available tonight live on Time Warner Cable. back in Sydney, if you're able to watch that. But it does look like they're going to give the ball back to the Onondaga Tigers here.
Wow, big break right there for the Warriors.
Actually, no, it's going to stay here with Sydney. My fault here, folks. So a second and three, a late whistle. So that was not a fumble, and Sydney is going to hold on. Second and three, they're going to give it right back to Backus, and he plows his way forward up the gut, and that should be good for a Sydney first down. So I really think that that was just, you know, he was down, and it got ripped out of the pile once he was down on the play.
Yeah, and I think probably what it was, like you're saying, they all the way over on that far side, that referee over by the Sydney sideline blew the play dead, and the other official over here on this far side over where Onondaga is, on the near side, excuse me, did not hear it, and he thought the ball was still alive.
So Sydney now will pick up the first down, and Backus with some good runs, Tim, so far to start this one off. With 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless between Onondaga and Sydney. But Sydney driving here as they throw left side. This one is for Parker Boyce, and he'll catch it for about an 8-yard gain. Looks like he's just short of the sticks over on the left wing side.
Yeah, looks like he stepped out just shy of the yard marker, so it'll bring up second down and about 2.
And this is the same Sydney offense that we've seen the last few weeks, just plowing away, and it just seems like they can throw the ball at will sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so many weapons. I mean, not taking anything away from Darren because he's a really good thrower of the football, but, you know, he's got so many weapons to choose from. If he has time, he'll find somebody.
Third and three, they hand it off up the middle here for Backus, and he's going to be very close to a first down. I think he's just going to get it as he cuts back to the right side, and he's down at the Onondaga 25-yard line.
Yep, back down to the 25 for the Warriors, where they'll continue this drive, first and 10 from the Onondaga Tiger 25-yard line.
So Sydney moving the ball very well, despite that one little scare there. It was a fumble for a split second. But the referees gave it right back to Sydney. So 6:40 to go first quarter. A time-consuming drive here for Sydney. As they go left to right, ball is on the 25-yard line. And here is Smith. Drops back, passes, throws to the far side for Hopkins. Caught at the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds. And you can see the scouting report on Hopkins as three Tigers were right there to knock him out of bounds.
Yeah, they definitely have two guys shading to his side. Maybe that's why they threw over to Vibbert, because Vibbert may have the single coverage on that side. But I'll tell you what, that they're giving him the throw. And then it's up to Alex to make that first guy miss, but there's a second guy coming over, so Alex has got to make sure he's hanging on to that football.
Second and three here for the Sydney Warriors as they're now in the red zone for the first time tonight. They're down at the Onondaga 18-yard line. So here are the maroon and white. They hand it off to Backus. Left side cuts back up the middle. Backus still moving, and he's still on his feet as he goes to the left side before he's brought down at the 10. So an 8-yard run here for Dawson Backus. Slicing and dicing through this Tigers defense.
Yeah, every now and then they just say, okay, we're going to give you a heavy dose of Dawson Backus, and then every now and then we're going to throw the ball out to our wideout, see what you can do with them.
So 5:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between the Warriors and the Tigers in the New York State Class D football quarterfinals. First and 10 here for Sydney, and they're only 11 yards away from pay dirt. They hand off to Backus, cuts left side, and he's hauled down here by the Onondaga defense. Dylan Stelmack broke through and ripped him down.
That's the first time that they haven't got any penetration on the offensive line for the Sydney Warriors, and they shut that play down right away, and it's going to be a loss of 2 for Dawson. Bring up second down and 12.
So 5:20 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here, folks. Some special sponsors for tonight's game, Treats and Eats of Sydney, the Eggly Machine Company, and also Cohen and Fraser Builders. Second and 11 for the Warriors. They're in the Onondaga red zone, going left to right. They hand off to Backus, again up the middle. Zigzags back to the right side before he's brought down after a gain of about 4. Going to bring up a third and about 7 or 6 here for Sydney.
And they can get a first down here. They're going to be just in. To get a first down, they got to get inside the 2-yard line, but they can get a first down. They do not have to score. But obviously from where they are, it is 2-down territory from this play from scrimmage.
Clock continues to run here. They're going to bring it up at about a 3rd and 8. I thought it was going to be a little closer, but officially a 3rd and 8. Warriors will look to go to the air. They throw to the right side. It's caught here by Vibbard down at the 5-yard line. I'd say he's about a yard short of the first down, and he got licked after that catch but held on.
Yeah, what a nice catch that was, and I'll tell you what, a great throw too, because that had to be right on the numbers because he was well covered. Not sure what number that was, but made a nice tackle as soon as Vibbard touched the ball. Vibbard went to the ground. Bring up 4th down and a long 3.
4th and 3. And boy, folks, we've seen this scenario before. Sydney right on the goal line on a 4th down. They're technically on the 5-yard line here. They need 3 for a 1st down. Scoreless game here in the first quarter with 3:55 to go. Looks like they're going to go a direct snap here to Dawson Backus, and he's going to cut back up the middle. Backus hauling his way towards the end zone. He stopped right at the goal line, so he should get the first down, and it should be first and goal for Sydney, a play we have not seen from the Warriors yet this year.
Yeah, the little, direct snap to Dawson, and nice little play. We've been seeing a little direct snap on the two-point conversion and stuff with the gate play, but it's going to bring up first and goal to go for the Warriors.
Here come the Warriors as the officials really, I think, trying to get the right snap, the right spot on the ball, I should say, here, as Backus, with a nice run, almost got into the end zone, but he got stood up by about three Tigers on defense there. Evan Gantley was leading the charge there for Onondaga. So a first and one, they're going to say, with the ball on the one-yard line. And Backus is in at the quarterback again. Direct snap, but this one goes to Finch, and he's trying to lean his way in but can't do it. And that one looked a little confusing because Finch and Backus, I don't know if that's the way the play is designed, so they don't know who it's going to. Finch took off on that one, but he didn't have much room to go with.
Yeah, that was a different look. I think they are going to a different look just to kind of show Onondaga something different without Darren Smith in the backfield, but they definitely almost had a little bit of a collision there, and that would have been disastrous for the Warriors.
Second and three. Looks like they're going to go with this direct snap again. This time they go to Backus. He cuts back to the left side, and he is stuffed here by the Tigers, and they are just reading this very well. They're breaking through the line, and they have brought him down. Sydney's actually lost yardage here.
Yep, they have on both plays. They've been good penetration by the Tigers' defensive line, and they've knocked them back just outside the five-yard line.
So this is going to be a third and about four here for Sydney. I'd say the ball's right about between the five and the four-yard line. Again, 2:35 to go here, first quarter. Scoreless between Onondaga and Sydney. The Warriors here, are they trying to get a little too cute on the goal line? I guess that they are going to go back to what they do best as Smith comes in. Wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Backus is lined up to the left side as well as the running back. They're going to throw over the middle. This one is in, and a touchdown here for the Sydney Warriors as they go to the right side for Nate Vivard for six.
Yeah, they were running out of the with the shotgun snap with Darren, and they had Nate in the flat and Alex to the wide side, and they went with double coverage on Alex, and that left Nate wide open in the end zone for 6 points for the Sydney Warriors. Good drive.
So the Section 4 champion Sydney Warriors strike first on a long drive that chews up a lot of the clock. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-0. Now they're going to go for the gate play for two. They hand it off here to the right side. Finch trying to get to the end zone, and he will. Finch is in for two, and Sydney takes an 8-0 lead with 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Great play there from Finch.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Just outran the defense to the pylon, and two more points for the Warriors. Good start on offense.
And we'll take a quick break with the score. Sydney 8, Onondaga nothing here. 2:15 to go in the first quarter on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. An 8-0 lead for Sydney over Onondaga with 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. And the Warriors with Liam Matthews will kick off again. They're going to try to go for the onside kick, and it is fielded here by the Tigers. And once again, they're going to have excellent field position. Sydney's been doing this so much the last few weeks that Onondaga is just ready, and a great play there by Matt Delaney to scoop it up.
Matt Delaney got a nice little clean hop from a shortstop point of view, and he took the ball, and he met Liam Matthews, who's a little undersized compared to Mr. Delaney, and nice collision, and they'll have the ball right off the bat inside the Sydney Warrior territory, first and 10.
Yeah, that's a great play to put a guy like Matt Delaney, 6'1", 230. He's like a bull in a china shop and obviously has good hands, and gives the Tigers great field position here. Here's Bryce Messina, the quarterback, cuts to the right side, but the Sydney defense and Colin Carl is right there to bring him down.
Yeah, and then Colin Carl and the interior defense did a fantastic job on that play, but outside, the defense did not lose the edge, and I'll tell you what, they turned it back into those big boys in the middle.
Yes, they certainly did. The Sydney defense looks fired up, especially with an 8-0 lead and 1:50 to go here in this first quarter. Tim, that drive chewed up a lot of time for Sydney.
Yeah, it did. It was not not the typical, you know, quick strike offense that we normally see for the Warriors, but it was a heavy dose of Dawson Backus and some throws on to offset it.
Here is Onondaga on a 2nd and 10. They hand off to the right side. Good running here by the Tigers. First down to the 30. They're going to break it to the house, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown here for Evan Gantley. And just like that, it's 8-6.
Yeah, nice run. Really great, great cut in the hole and absolutely made two of the linebackers for the Sydney Warriors almost break their knee ankles. I mean, it was just an absolutely amazing cut to get into that second level. And once he did that, he was gone.
So the field position game doesn't work out well there for Sydney, as with a minute 24 to go here in the first quarter, just like that, it's 8-6 as the Tigers are going to go for two now. And it looks like they're going to run the gate as well on this two-point conversion, which we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, as they have an interesting formation. They're going to drop back to pass, go left side, and it's tipped out of bounds. Actually, it looked like it went off a helmet there, Tim.
Yeah, it did. That was kind of interesting. I actually thought they were going to just let the... because they had a man in motion. I thought for sure the jet sweep was coming and they were going to try to outrun him to the pylon, but that's not what happened. They tried to throw and it was unsuccessful, and now we have an 8-6 lead for the Sydney Warriors.
We'll be right back. We'll take a 30-second break with the score Sydney 8, Onondaga 6, with 1:24 to go in the first quarter here on CDO.
Hi, this is Jake Scoble. Looking for real value? Just ask us at Scoble Mino in Sydney.
The Black Friday sales event means savings so good they last all month. No reasonable offer will be refused. A new 2016 Ram 1500 Laramie Quad Cab is now reduced to only $42,399. Or save on a new 2016 Chrysler 300C, reduced by over $9,100 off MSRP to only $36,436. We're working for you at Scoble Mino Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-88 in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. As Onondaga kicks off to Sydney, Alex Hoskins will field it here for the Warriors. And he had a little trouble holding on to that hot potato, but finally falls on it at the 33. And that's where Sydney will start their second drive of the night here. With a minute 20 to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6. Tim, it didn't take the Tigers long to answer.
No, it didn't, and it was just a nice little, like we said before, it was an absolutely beautiful cut by the running back in the hole that absolutely freed him, and then he just outran the second level.
I'd say that was about a 40-yard scamper there for Evan Gantley, and it's 8-6 with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Smith as Sydney goes left to right. They go back to back as he's to the 40, up to the 45. He's stripped of the ball. It's loose. Looks like Sydney's going to fall on it here. Onondaga's claiming they have it. And yes, the officials say that it's going to go back to the Onondaga Tigers. They'll grab it at their own 45.
All right, let's remember this. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. And we have our first turnover for the Warriors. Let's see if the defense can come up and stop them and make them punt.
Boy, and that was such a great run there by Backus. He was very close to the first down, and it just popped right out of his right arm as he was about to go down, and the ball was free, and Hoskins couldn't get there in time.
Yeah, they definitely are, you know, the Tigers, that is, are definitely making the first tackle is to stand the guy up and hold him, and then the next two guys are in and trying to strip the ball. So they got to work on ball security.
So now the Sydney defense is going to have to answer here as Onondaga throws to the right side for Gantley again. He's at the 40. And before he's brought down, but a nice gain of about 8 here for Gantley, and he's the type of player, he can do it in the backfield, or he can do it from the outside.
Yeah, that was a nice little play right there to Gantley, because all it was just a wide receiver screen with one blocker out on the edge, and that was another wide out, and he did a good job of the first one, and then it was Gantley's athletic ability got him 9 yards.
40 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Sydney leads Onondaga 8-6 in the New York State Class D quarterfinals here tonight. At Cicero North Syracuse High School. We're glad to have you along on CDO. Here is a 2nd and 1 for Onondaga. They try to run up the middle, but nowhere to go. That Sydney defense really swarming and doing a good job. Colin Carl was right there, as well as Ed Rayner.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people from the Warriors on that one. Definitely made a nice play. No gain, and it's going to be 3rd down and 1.
And there's only 15 seconds to go here in this first quarter for this 3rd and 1 with the ball on the 36, as the Tigers wearing all green here tonight with the white trim. They're not going to try to get this last playoff, and they're going to head over to the sideline. So when we come back to start the second quarter, Onondaga is driving once again. End of the first, it's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second quarter here. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO as we switch ends of the field. So now Onondaga on this third and one will be going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the green with the white trim. Sydney is in the white tops, the gray pants, and the maroon trim. A third and one as Onondaga is on the Sydney 36 after a fumble by the Warriors gives Onondaga some great field position here, Tim.
Yeah, and one thing that I want to make sure everybody's aware of, because this game is on Time Warner Cable tonight, and there are TV timeouts, and that's what we're in right now. I see the guys standing down there holding officials up saying, don't you start the play.
I've done some TV work for Time Warner in the past, and it's a nice luxury because it's crazy to think, but they wait for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a live TV timeout, everyone's kind of standing around saying, all right, when can we go? It's a neat luxury to have as a TV guy.
And unfortunately, that can kill momentum, though. You know, I mean, if your team's a quick strike offense and doesn't huddle a lot, tries to go quickly, that could hurt you at some point in the game.
So end of the first quarter, start of the second, I should say, and an 8-6 lead for Sydney. The Warriors did a great job, marched it right down, scored, but then a quick strike right back from Onondaga, then a Sydney fumble gives Onondaga another chance here. On the third and one, they're going to go with the QB sneak up the middle with Bryce Messina leading in, and it looks like he's going to move the chains here, Tim.
Yeah, it does. Looks like he got 2 yards on the play. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers, just across the 35.
So the Tigers are the Section 3 champion. They're 10-0. You knew they weren't going to go quietly, even though Sydney went right down and scored on that opening drive. The two-point conversion was no good for Onondaga, so they do trail 8-6 here early in the second quarter. Now it's up to the Sydney defense. Can they get a stop when they really need it here? Onondaga going left to right. They're in Sydney territory on the 34. Here's Bryce Messina, their do-it-all quarterback, and now we're going to have our first flag of the game, and this is going to be a false start, I believe, against Onondaga.
Looks like that's what they're calling it. Looks like they're pointing towards the Tigers' side of the ball. So let's see. False start, Tigers.
So just to recap here, Nate Vibbard for Sydney with the 5-yard TD catch, and Ethan Finch ran in the two-point conversion. Then Onondaga came right back with a 40-yard run from Evan Gantley. Two-point conversion failed.
Yeah, and then Sydney turned the ball over, and we talked about it at the beginning. You asked him my key, and I said Sydney just got to hang on to the ball, and we put the ball on the ground twice. Once we got lucky, the second time we did not.
Other special sponsors here for tonight's game include the Amphenol Corporation and Coldwell Banker Timberland Properties. Thanks for helping us out here for tonight's game. Here's Onondaga on a 1st and 15 in the backfield. Here's Messina, has nowhere to go, and he's brought down by the Sydney defense. And that was a nice job by Rayner and Lucas Tanner. Really a whole host of guys there for Sydney, and a huge loss on the play for Onondaga.
Great pressure by Sean Drummond from his end on that play that really made Messina scramble, and he actually scrambled right into the open arms of Ed Rayner, and Ed Rayner severely planted him to the turf.
Surprisingly, only a loss of 4, but after the penalty, this is also going to be a 2nd and 19, so the ball is all the way back on the Sydney 43. Onondaga with it as they go left to right. They trail Sydney 8-6 with 10:45 to go here in the second quarter. Great game so far at Cicero North Syracuse tonight. Here's Messina, Onondaga quarterback, flushed out of the pocket to the left side. He's going to have to pull it down and run, but he's knocked out of bounds. Good job there by the main man that we like to talk about here on the broadcast, and Reggie Jimenez.
Reggie Jimenez. Like I said before, folks, the smallest guy on the field, but I'll tell you what, we were talking about him this morning at a coffee shop. He is a very, very good open field tackler, and he just showed it right there, stopping the first down from happening, because if he's not there, they probably get the first down and even more.
Yeah, that was a great job by Jimenez. Again, easily the smallest guy on the field on either side tonight, and is on most nights. But he might have the biggest heart out there, that's for sure. Third and 14.
Smaller than some of the cheerleaders.
Yeah, he makes up for it, though, in a lot of ways. I wouldn't want to meet him if I had the football, that's for sure. 10.5 to go here, second quarter, and here is Messina again. Strikes out to the left side. It's caught, and that's going to be good for a first down, as that's Evan Gantley, who hauls it in down at the 20-yard line, and he continues to be a Sydney killer here.
Yeah, it actually was, and I'll tell you what, that was really strange, because the first receiver was like 3 yards in front of Gantley, and it went through his hands. So I don't know if that was a mix-up on the pattern, sending two guys that close to each other on the same out route, but it worked. First down for the Tigers.
8-6 to score. Sydney on top of Onondaga. I think they needed that stop there. Sydney really needed it. Couldn't get it, though, and now Onondaga, first and 10 with the ball on the Sydney 20. Here is Bryce Messina, their leader, their senior quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Hands off, and they try to go up the middle, but Sydney read that very well. Dylan Stelmach just ran into a wall of warriors.
Yeah, they tried to run a counter. Everybody's all flow went to the right side, and they had to come across with a pulling guard, and nobody on Sydney was fooled by the play, and it was a real nice play by the interior lineman of the Sydney Warriors.
Other special sponsors here for tonight's game include Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris, as well as Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. 9.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6, but the Tigers are driving once again. Section 3 champs with a 2nd and 10. They'll hand it up the middle to the big fella here, number 45, 6'2", 255, Akeem Betsy, but Sydney was right there. Will Moore leading the charge to bring him down.
Will Moore hit him hard, and then he waited for his help, and I'll tell you what, you gotta have help, because that is one big young man right there.
And, Betsy did quite a number on Dalgeville in the second half. Section 3 actually plays their final in the Carrier Dome, and a week ago they won 34-14 over Dalgeville. That was a closer game than the score really indicates, as Onondaga pulled away late. 3rd and 8 here for the Tigers. They're on the Sydney 18 with 8:50 to go here in the second quarter. We're going to have a timeout, I believe. Yes, a timeout taken here by the Onondaga Tigers. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 8:47 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6 here on CDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here live in Syracuse. We're at Cicero North Syracuse High School. Beautiful facility here. Quarterfinals and the semifinals will be here. So if Sydney or Onondaga wins here tonight, they'll be right back here next Friday night at 5 o'clock. Onondaga taking a timeout here. A 3rd and 8 for the Tigers. They're on the Sydney 18 as they trail 8-6 with 8:47 to go in this second quarter. Great game so far. Tigers are going to go to the air. They throw it to Gantley on the left side. He's trying to get to the edge. Gantley right at the first down marker. I think he got it, as Sydney knocks him out of bounds at about the 9-yard line.
Nice little play right there. He actually had him kind of in like a sort of a motion, like they were going to run the option play. Messina took the snap, took his steps to the left, and then just threw a little lateral pass back to Gantley on full stride. And that kid is really quick, so getting him that head start is a big thing.
Gantley has 19 touchdowns on the year. He's a big threat through the air and on the ground. A little bit of a guy who can do it all. 1st and 8 here for the Tigers. 8:39 to go, second quarter. They're going to hand it off to Gantley up the middle. A big burst of speed, and he's finally brought down at the 1-yard line by Will Moore. Otherwise, he was going to go to the house.
Yeah, and Gantley, that's a tough job to have to run behind that big number I can't think of his name.
Betsy.
Betsy. Yeah, thank you, Betsy. He's no Betsy, folks. I'm telling you right now, he's a big boy, and I'll tell you what, to run behind him is a huge thing, and Gantley took it right up the middle and made a nice cut.
Yeah, he was sprung free, that's for sure. Second and one here for Onondaga. They are right on the Sydney goal line. They're going to push forward, and it looks like they're in, but it's hard to say. We haven't seen an official ruling here as they just tried to push it forward with Messina. I don't think they're going to say he got in, so they're going to have a third and one here coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, big offense or big defensive stand by the Warriors on that play right there, because it did look like he was going to get in, and didn't quite get there, and the Warriors pushed him back. So, like Nate said, it's third down and just inside the two.
7.5 to go, second quarter. Sydney 8, Onondaga 6. Tigers again, third and one. They are right on the goal line. We'll see if they try to go with the QB sneak again. Yes, they will. They push the pile forward. Did he get in? Still, again, no official ruling here. I think Sydney might have kept them out.
Yeah, it does look like they did it again. I mean, you're not getting the quick signal from the end, so let's see if the Warriors can stop them one more time.
Wow, fourth and one. It's going to come down to this here as we're getting a good look at the replay here on the huge Jumbotron they have at Cicero North Syracuse, and doesn't look like he got in. So fourth and one here, folks, for the Tigers. And it looks like they're going to take another timeout to talk things over here. 6:57 to go in this second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6. And we'll step away here let's hold on, because I'm not sure if this is a timeout or if they're going to just have an official timeout. Looks like actually the officials just want to get together and talk about this one.
Their team can't be out there then with their water bottles and all that stuff if it's an official timeout.
Yeah, they're going to have to tell the water boys to head off here for Onondaga. Now, the Sydney side is out. They're going to get a few drinks here. So I never saw that anybody actually called the timeout.
No, he immediately said, the official immediately pointed to himself, but they didn't, he didn't act like he was doing anything. That's why I kind of didn't think we needed to go away for a break, because
no,
I thought it was going to be quick, but then all of a sudden it's turning into quite a fiasco here.
I think it's an official timeout. Onondaga went out with their water, so Sydney said, heck, let's go out with ours. And both sides were able to get a quick drink here, but we still have no resolution on anything except that this is going to be a fourth and one.
Yeah, and the officials are talking to some of the officials from Section 3 right now, I do believe, on the sideline, because I don't think they know what to do in this situation, because technically if the official calls a timeout, the water and, your coaches can't go out on the field or anything like that. It actually has to be a team call timeout for that, or an injury, obviously.
Yes.
But, this is definitely not one of those situations.
Yeah, the officials are over on the sideline, and I know that for each playoff game, they actually have to have a committee that's decided before the game, and the committee has to be all of neutral parties, so that if there is some sort of a dispute on the field, usually they have to have three people in this committee that could get together and make a ruling if there is something, some sort of problem during the game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if perhaps that's what they're doing, is there's a couple officials that are over on the sideline talking to some officials from Section 3 now.
And then there's officials in the end zone talking to each other, and there's a lot of talking going on right now. So not really sure what's going on.
There's a couple of different things it could have to do with the timeout, or maybe somebody is saying that this should be. I don't know if there is an official review process here, being in the state tournament, but maybe they're saying that Onondaga broke the plane on that one. As now one of the officials is actually going to leave the field. The white hat referee is leaving the field of play, and he's going to go inside. So that, I have never seen that before. The white hat official has left the field, and now the game is going to continue. So a fourth and one here for Onondaga, and it looked like they were going to line up the play, and now they're going to back off once again. So,
I don't think they're going to go without the white hat, but you know what? The thing is he's walking up to the TV people, I think, they're actually going to review this.
This is, I have never seen anything like this. And that's the luxury of having a TV game, is you could go back and look at it. So we're up here in press row, and we're going to see if the official comes in and maybe takes a look at it on TV to make some sort of a ruling. But either way, 6:57 to go here in this second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6. Onondaga would have a fourth and one. They're on the Sydney goal line. But we'll see if perhaps... Yeah, the official now is coming up. He's at the top of the stands, and he's actually speaking through the window to the television crew down on that far side. So they might be taking a quick look at the replay, something like that. From our angle, we're not on the goal line. We're more out towards the 50, so it's very hard to see if you were right on the goal line if you broke the plane on either of those two attempts for the quarterback sneak.
Yeah, and like you said, Nate, the thing is our angle is really not conducive for that. But the thing is we watched the replay, and anything that I saw on the replay really didn't show anything, and neither one of the officials signaled touchdown.
No,
it was
nobody
did. So, you know, it wasn't like one did and one didn't. Well, I don't know what is going on here, because this is really odd. I've never seen this in high school football, so.
How'd you like to be the official who just had to walk through the lion's den of fans up here to the press box to confirm with the TV crew? So he's out back on the field now, and let's see if we get an official ruling here. He's over talking with the Onondaga coaching staff, and we will see exactly what happens here, if there's some sort of a penalty or some sort of a ruling.
I'll tell you what, he's getting his exercise, because he has, like Nate said, he had to come all the way up to the top of this press, to the press box. Now he's ran all the way over to the Sydney sideline to talk to Coach Matthews about what's going on. But it looks like it's still going to be fourth down to me. And no timeout charged or anything.
They've given an explanation to both sides now, and this has been a solid 5 minute delay here.
Oh yeah, this is definitely taking some time.
So you wonder, you know, this takes the complete momentum out of the game. So after all that, it looks like it's going to go right back to a fourth and one here, and I don't believe there's going to be any penalty on either side. So here we go. It's going to be a fourth and one after all is said and done. Can Onondaga punch it in here? And they're going to hand it off, and they're going to be in. Actually, no, we got a flag on the play. Akeem Betsy had ran the ball in on fourth and one, but we have a flag.
Yeah, immediately there is a flag, and I do believe it's against Onondaga. It's going to move him back.
A false start against the Onondaga Tigers
move back.
Is going to make this a fourth and six. Oh, let's see. We see the replay, and that looks pretty clear for the false start up on the big board. So, wow, a fourth and one turns into a fourth and six. 6:45 to go here, second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6. And now a fourth and six here for the Tigers, and they're not going to be able to run a QB sneak as easily here with a lot more green in front of them before the blue end zone.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it to Mr. Gantley and let him try to outrun the Sydney defense to the pylon.
Gantley is in motion from right to left. And now he runs over to the left side. They're going to try to pitch it out to him, but Sydney covers it well. Messina runs back to the other side, throws, and it's no good. Up and out of bounds, and the Sydney defense has somehow held here on fourth down. Unbelievable.
Aided by a penalty, and we're not really sure what that was, but it definitely helped them, because it took some time off of the momentum that the Onondaga Tigers had, but the Warriors are taking over on downs at their own 6-yard line.
We had someone write into us on Twitter that, so they're saying, are you saying there's a replay rule in high school sports? Seems odd to me as well, Tim. I don't really know if they were looking at the replay. They were never looking at a monitor or anything like that. I think maybe they were just coming up to the booth maybe to talk to another Section 3 official. Really hard to tell. Either way, Sydney gets the ball back. They run to the far side, a pass actually to Hoskins, and there's a flag on the play. Hoskins was taken out of bounds, and I believe it's going to be a late hit. Oh, three flags have come out now, and I think this is going to be retaliation on both sides here.
So this is going to be totally probably will be offsetting. I think what happened was Alex got thrown out of bounds, and then one of his teammates retaliated, and then another one of the Tigers retaliated. So this is going to be pretty interesting. But it was a completed pass. It was probably about a 5 or 6 yard gain, I would say, by Alex. And we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, Hoskins caught it and was taken out of bounds. They had a flag on Onondaga for a late hit. And then it looks like Hoskins retaliated, and then there was a dogpile between both teams, and you can see that both sides really got into it. In fact, Zach Delaney has come out of the pile here for Onondaga and went back to their sideline, and it certainly looks like he's a little shaken up after that. So it looks like it's going to be offsetting, and it's just going to run back to be a 2nd and 10 here for the Warriors. So, boy, no love lost between these two teams so far.
They're giving them the play, the yardage of the play, because that was done and completed. So it is 2nd down and a long 4, I would say. giving Sydney 6 yards. So we'll see what happens now.
Yeah, second and four. Warriors deep in their own end, going right to left. They hand off to Backus, and he is brought down by the big fella, Akeem Betsy, 6'2", 255, ripping him down.
Akeem Betsy was a real nice play, got rid of his blocker really quick and just looked around and found Dawson Backus, and no gain for Backus on the play. Third down in the long four.
So 5:50 left here in the second quarter. Boy, this has been an entertaining game, certainly a little wacky at times, but certainly an entertaining game, and both teams are still in it here. With the score, Sydney 8, Onondaga 6, 5.5 to go here before the halftime break, and now we'll have a whistle flag on the play. I think this one's going against Sydney.
Yeah, it is. Number 5, Parker Boyce on the outside. A little antsy about the snap count and moved just a little bit, so that's going to move them back to 3rd and 9.
So that Sydney defense holds on a 4th down deep in their defensive end of the field, and the Warriors get the ball back, but since then it's been a penalty fest here on both sides, and Sydney now on their own 7 over the 3rd and 9. This is a difficult spot to be in. Got to be careful here with the ball.
Yeah, you definitely do, but you know what? You also have to allow your skill athletes to do their job, so we'll see what happens here.
So we also have some people weighing in here on this on Twitter, as this is going to be a nice job by the Onondaga defense breaking through, and again, that was Akeem Betsy who came in and brought down Darren Smith. And so here's what people are telling me that they said on TV. Time Warner TV said that the refs lost track of the downs, so they were coming up here to confirm about the downs.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. They weren't sure what was on the box was correct. They wanted to confirm that, and that's why they did that. So that makes sense. So they weren't watching the replay, so there is no replay in high school at this point.
And I didn't think so, because they weren't ever looking at a monitor. As Sydney has to punt here on a 4th and 12, and they're only going to get it about 20 yards. They had to punt out of the back of their own end zone, and Onondaga brought pressure. So here we go. Onondaga gets it back, and they're right in Sydney territory once again.
Yep, they're inside the red zone already. And, you know, again, like we said, that was into the wind. The two punts that we've seen that have been into the wind are going absolutely nowhere. Whether you kick it high in the air and you try to drive it through it or whatever, it's just really, really windy and gusty right here now, and punting is definitely going to be a very, very difficult thing if you're into the wind.
Yeah, going from right to left here tonight, the wind is just absolutely in your face. So here's Onondaga again with the wind at their backs. They trail 8-6 with 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. And under center, this is Bryce Messina, their senior quarterback, and he'll hand off to Gantley. Cuts right, cuts back to the left. Gantley bouncing to the outside. He's down to the 10 and to the 5 before he's brought down by Hoskins. A great run there by Gantley. Boy, he's athletic.
Yes, he is, and he made two Sydney Warrior tacklers just absolutely stand on him by making put his right foot in the ground and cut to his left, and made a nice dash to the sideline, and he's inside the 10-yard line, like Nate said, so it'll be 1st and 10 to go for the Tigers.
And once again, this Sydney defense is asked to come up and try to save the day as we hit 4:25 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Onondaga 6, a 1st and 5, and 1st and 10 to go pretty much here for the Onondaga Tigers. As they go left to right, they're going to go with the option pitch here. Messina to the outside, he's going to keep it himself. Messina down to the 1 before he's brought down here by Will Moore in the Sydney defense.
Yeah, real nice play. They extended it, made it go further out to the outside. The Warriors didn't let him have the edge. He cut back, and there was the rest of the Sydney Warrior team to help out with the tackle.
So Onondaga trying to make Sydney pay there as they get it down to about the 5-yard line here. I believe they're going to say it is, maybe even a little closer. We'll see where the official spot is. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's been entertaining.
Definitely has.
It's Sydney, Onondaga 6. Nate Vibbard with the touchdown for Sydney. Evan Gantley with the TD for Onondaga. And this second quarter has been kind of slower moving after a quick moving first quarter. A lot of that had to do with the stoppage for the referees, which we have now found out they were a little confused about what down it was. They wanted to double check on that, and I don't blame them.
Nope.
I mean,
that's a great thing to do.
The ball was on the 1-yard line.
Right.
Yep. So the ball was on the 1-yard line, and you want to make sure you're right there. So they are right back at the 2-yard line now as they go left to right with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's 8-6. Sydney trying to protect this lead, but the Tigers have been knocking on the door and knocking hard for the last few minutes.
Yeah, they definitely have amped up the defense and stopped the Warriors, and now they're about ready to put points on the board again.
Here is Messina. He's going to hand off and right up the middle, and a touchdown here for Hakeem Betsy, and the Tigers will take the lead.
Yeah, there's just, I mean, I don't know how you stop that guy.
He's huge.
He is just massive, and he gets that forward momentum going, and, you know, you better definitely make sure your tackle is backed by your legs and driving and everything, because if not, he's going to just bounce off of you and just walk into the end zone like he did.
There was about three Warriors right there trying to bring him down, and they couldn't do it right there on the goal line. So Onondaga now leads Sydney 12-8 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter, and they'll go for two to try to increase this lead. Here is Messina under center here, the quarterback for Onondaga. The snap, they give it right back here to Hakeem Betsy. And is he going to get it? I don't think he does. I think this time the Warriors, with about six guys, are able to stop him. It's no good. So it's Onondaga 12, Sydney 8, with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday and Saturdays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Onondaga now leading Sydney 12-8 with 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. And Tim, you were just mentioning about the kick with the wind.
Yeah, the kick with the wind. We've seen everything into it. Now we're going to see something with it. So let's see if Onondaga can pin the Warriors deep, but also keep in mind, kicking it deep sends it down to two dangerous return men in Nate Vibbard and Ethan
Finch.
Yeah.
Waiting back for it. It's going to bounce to Finch. He picks it up going right to left at his own 20. Finch to the outside, but a nice job by that coverage team of Onondaga. Garrett Peck bringing down Ethan Finch. So here is Sydney with 3:39 to go in the second quarter. They're going directly into the wind, and they trail 12-8.
Finch and Vibbard did a little fake reverse kind of play on that and did not fool the Tigers of Onondaga, and the Warriors will take over first and 10 at their own 22.
So here we go. 3:35 to go before the halftime break. It's a tight game here. Let's see what the Sydney offense can do. We've seen them with not a lot of time on the clock this year put up some points. So they're going to throw it to the outside. This one is complete. And to the outside for Hoskins, he's going to pick up about 3 yards before he's brought down. And the Tigers have done a good job containing Hoskins after the catch here today, which is very hard to do.
They definitely have, and I'll tell you what, that's not an easy job. I'm glad you said that, because that is exactly what most of the teams didn't do against Alex. He makes that first guy miss. These guys have not missed him yet tonight.
3:10 to go in this second quarter. It's Onondaga 12, Sydney 8. Second and 8 here for the Warriors as they go right to left. The snap is high. Smith gets it off here to Ethan Finch, runs to the outside, bowling his way forward, but maybe only a gain of 1 on the play. Tigers doing a great job to break through on defense.
Yeah, their defense has definitely made some adjustments, and they are really doing a nice job against this Warrior offense. That first couple of drives through Sydney, when they were moving the ball, the offensive line was pushing the defensive line away. Now the defensive line is pushing the Warriors back.
I do have an update in the other game on who Sydney or Onondaga will play. Maple Grove has a 8-0 lead over Alexander in that game. So just a glimpse into the future there. 3rd and 9, Sydney's going to go to the air. They throw to the outside. It's complete. No, and down to the turf as Hoskins could not hold on to that one on the left-hand side. He would have caught it and been over the first down marker by about 3 yards, but he just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, and now that brings up a 4th down, and there's 2 minutes and 23 seconds left to go, and you are punting into the wind again.
Yeah, this is a tough situation to be in for the Warriors, as that passing attack really struggles going into the wind. And if you look over at the American flag or the flags on the goalpost here tonight, they are whipping in the wind, that's for sure.
Yeah, right into the Sydney Warrior face right at this moment.
So back to punt here for the Warriors, 4th and 9, and let's see what Hoskins can do. Gets a good boot on this one, keeps it low. It takes a Sydney bounce up to about midfield, and they let it roll down to about the 45-yard line. So Onondaga will go left to right, And the Sydney defense has got to try to hold here with 2:12 left to go in the second quarter with the score Onondaga 12, Sydney 8.
Pretty good punt into the wind right there because, like we said, it is really, really blowing quite hard. And we'll see if the Warriors can stop them here first and 10 with 2:12 to go.
And, yeah, that Maple Grove-Alexander game looks like it's a good one. And this Onondaga and Sydney game is a good one. So this side of the bracket here in Class D, a very competitive game so far here in the first half for some Friday Night Lights football. Onondaga 12, Sydney 8, almost halftime here, 2:12 to go. First and 10, Onondaga is going to go to the air. And here is Messina, goes out to the right side, flushed out of the pocket, goes all the way back across the field to the left side, throws up a Hail Mary type of pass towards the end zone, but it goes way over the receiver's head. He was looking for Landon Baxter, but a good job by Vibbard and Brandon Evans back in coverage.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. Messina didn't just take the ball and run because I think he had a lot of room over to the left side, but he stopped and then he tried to throw the Hail Mary, like Nate said, down there, but it was into double coverage and it was just a little bit too far for everybody.
So this will be a 2nd and 10 coming up here for the Tigers. And that's one thing that Jeff Matthews said coming into tonight's game. He said they can run. They do, you know, they line up in the eye, but then they'll also go trips, you know, to one side. So you just never know what they're going to bring. We'll hear from Coach Matthews at halftime as well.
A big variety of offensive formations.
2nd and 10 here for the Tigers. Again, they're going to go to the left side. Quarterback keeper here for Messina up to the 50 before he's brought down. So a gain of about 4 on the play. Therefore, Messina, who's got some jets as well.
Yeah, Messina made a nice play until he met Mr. Number 45, Will Moore, with a real nice open field tackle by the linebacker.
1:40 to go here in the second quarter. 3rd and 7 is the down here for the Onondaga Tigers. They are right at midfield on the Cicero North Syracuse North Stars logo here. And they'll drop back to pass with Messina. He throws over the middle, and it's complete good for a first down. And this is a great play here for the Tigers as they'll get into Sydney territory, down to the 40. Dylan Stelmack with the catch there for the Tigers.
Nice little play right there. He's wide open and good for first down yardage into Warrior territory at the 39.
We'll have to watch at halftime as some people have actually sent me some video here of what exactly happened on that referee situation. So we'll update you on that at halftime as well. And here we go on a 1st and 10, and this is going to be Messina taking off to the 40, down to the 30 before he's brought down here by the Warriors with a minute to go, and the clock stops as they move the chains. Messina just has that ability to move the chains with his feet.
Yeah, and that's scary because, like, it kind of, you know, he's got all his receivers down the field and all the defenders are down there, and if he gets past that first line of defense, which is the linemen, and he outruns them, he's got pretty much green grass in front of him.
Clock is moving. We're down to 55 seconds to go here before halftime. Sydney defense trying to hold off Onondaga as they trail 12-8. Messina wants to go to the air again. And Sydney defense chasing him around. He throws to the left side, but it's short. Almost picked off there by Reggie Jimenez, who was diving forward for Sydney. And this will be a 2nd and 10 here for Onondaga coming up with 45 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, that was totally the pass was almost looked like it was going to Reggie Jimenez because I think they had a little miscommunication on the route because the receiver broke it long and Messina threw it out to the outside.
45 seconds to go in the half, and it looks like Onondaga will take a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds as well with the score. The Onondaga Tigers 12, the Sydney Warriors 8 here in the New York State Class D quarterfinals. Great game so far. 45 seconds to go before the half. We'll be right back.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Onondaga 12, Sydney 8 with 45 seconds to go in the half. Onondaga with the ball, a 2nd and 10. They're on the Sydney 29. So this could be a big momentum-type play, series, I should say, as Sydney defense would love to go into halftime only trailing by 4.
Yeah, and again, that 4 points is the 2 failed two-point conversions. So here are the Tigers with the ball. Again, at their own 29, they want to go back to the air. They look to the left. Pass is complete to the far side, but the Sydney defense trying to bring them down. No. Breaks the tackle. 15, and then shoved out of bounds at the 13. Dylan Stelmack again moving the chains for the Tigers with 34 seconds left.
Okay, that is exactly what we talked about earlier. The tackling has to be finished, and it was not finished there. He just hit him. He didn't try to wrap him up and take him. He bounced off and got the first down yardage. They had him stopped.
They did, and he got through two guys and picked up the first down. Huge play there for the Tigers. 34 seconds left in the half. It's Onondaga 12, Sydney 8. They're knocking on the door once again of the Sydney end zone. They're down on the 12-yard line. Onondaga wants the throw, and here is the quarterback. Messina throws over the middle. Complete touchdown here for the Onondaga Tigers. Unless there's a flag on that far side. Nope, I don't see anything. With 28 seconds to go, it looks like the Tigers have scored.
Yeah, they did, and they threw it to the big man, Mr. Betsy, wide open in the back of the end zone.
So Betsy with his second TD, although that official on the far side.
They did, ineligible receiver downfield.
Oh, my goodness, what a break here for Sydney. I thought I saw him throw something on that far side, but it didn't even look like a flag. It didn't even have any color to it.
It's another huge break for the Warriors.
But he came rushing right over. And it looks like an ineligible man downfield. So the Warriors are going to have another chance at trying to stop them here with 28 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, that was a big play right there. I mean, he was wide open. There was nobody near him. Not sure if he was not covered up on the line or what it was that made him ineligible. But as soon as that, they realized where he was, they threw that flag.
28 seconds left. And it's a 12-8 lead, Onondaga. Leading Sydney, and the Warriors are just trying to scrap or do anything they can to keep Onondaga out of the end zone for the next 28 seconds. That would be huge to go into halftime.
Yeah, and the ball's on the 18-yard line. They can still get a first down, but they are definitely running out of time, and they do have one more timeout left, so keep that in mind.
Ball is on the 17-yard line. It's going to be a first and 15 after the penalty. And so here we go. Onondaga is going to drop back to throw once again. Flushed out of the pocket and brought down. Huge play here for the Warriors defense. Will Moore bringing down Messina by the shoestrings on a big loss of yardage, and the clock still ticking down to 15 seconds.
Yeah, real nice play by Will Moore right there. And I do believe we got our final timeout called by the Tigers.
Boy, it took the Tigers a couple of extra seconds there to call it. And with 12 seconds left, the Onondaga Tigers will take a timeout to try to get one last playoff. Again, some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game include the Catalog Outlet Stores, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Smith Insurance Agency, the Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber Store, McDowell and Walker, and Butler Auto Sales as well in Sydney. Many other local sponsors to get to. We'll talk about them at halftime as well. But Tim, 12.7 seconds left in the half. Onondaga 12, Sydney 8. A second and 25 here for Onondaga. And the ball is on the Sydney 27 as Onondaga goes left to right.
Yeah, real nice defensive call right by the Sydney Warrior Brain Trust to send Will Moore on the blitz, and was successful. It looked like he might break the tackle, but he got enough of his legs and tripped him up, and he fell down. And the clock, like you said, Nate, they waited probably 5-6 seconds before they called the timeout. So it could be actually 17 or 18 seconds left.
Yeah, I thought when he got sacked it was about 18 seconds, and it took them a while really to get organized enough to even take the timeout. So a second and 25. This could be the last play of the quarter, as it looks like they're going to try to go to the air. Trips to the right, one wide receiver out to the left. Messina's in the shotgun. Here we go. Drops back to pass. Messina throws. It's caught. 15, 10. He didn't get out of bounds, and the clock is going to continue to run. It will stop with 5 seconds left here. I don't know why, because that shouldn't be enough for a first down, I don't believe.
No, I'm not quite sure why they stopped the clock on that play, but must be they deemed he went out of bounds. But it looked like Nate Bibber did a nice job of tackling him in bounds.
Oh, Stelmack
Matthews is absolutely going nuts on the sideline trying to get the clock to run.
Stelmack was the receiver. It looked like Bibber brought him down in bounds. As he went down, he did kind of roll towards the out of bounds line.
Maybe he was on top of Nate. You know, and hadn't actually got knocked down completely.
So
So here we go. This will be the last play. Third and 10. They're on the 13. They're going to have to go to the end zone. They flush him out of the pocket. Colin Carl trying to get there. They throw. It's tipped out of bounds, and Sydney is going to survive on defense here. And the halftime score is going to be Onondaga 12, Sydney 8. What a showing here in this first half, back and forth.
And Coach Matthews wants an explanation. He is not even walking with the team. He's walking over to talk to the official because he's not sure what happened over here on the sideline. Like I said, Nate, definitely looks like to you and me that Nathan Bibbard made a very nice tackle inbounds, and they stopped the clock, and it was not short, or it was not enough for a first down, so it shouldn't have stopped to move the chain. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, that was interesting because it certainly looked like he was down and then just kind of rolled towards the sideline, but they deemed that he got out of bounds. So, wow, a second quarter which was dominated by Onondaga having the ball, it seemed like, at about the Sydney 20 the whole time, or maybe that's just me, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, the one time they did cross midfield was after the one punt, which, like I said, when you're punting into that wind, it's not easy, and Sydney got off a good one that one time and got him pressed back quite a ways because the other two were inside the 30 at least where they gave up the ball. So we'll see what happens in this next 24 minutes of this half, or second half.
So an entertaining first half. Again, our halftime score in the New York State Class D Football Regional is Onondaga 12, Sydney 8. When we come back, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, get his thoughts on not only a sectional championship for the Warriors, but what they need to do here tonight against the Onondaga Tigers. And it's going to be a whale of a second half, folks. You're not going to want to miss it. So we'll take a break. We'll hear from Coach Matthews, and we'll bring it back here to Cicero, North Syracuse, and break this one down, Tim and I will, as we'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.